the idea of the freedom of the time of the 60s is it was very democratic in the art world, and downtown was one family, and that there weren't these distinctive duchies of, oh, oh, we're into dance, we're into music. It just blurred, and it was small enough for all of us to partake, and there wasn't that snob factor, is that we're all part of this downtown community. And yes, uptown came downtown and slummed, and maybe they laugh with or at drag queens and the mixed of people who had to do two or three jobs to be in their sphere of theater, not in parentheses or underline, but they were part of a community and theater, and they were making live theater. But in any case, we did open, and we were reviewed, but this poor, a truly professional Shakespearean actor was so frustrated. He did talk to the director, Harvey, and he said, what's the matter with the rest of the cast? They don't pick up on their cues. They're doing other things, and they're moving about where we didn't rehearse. And Harvey had to explain to him, we're downtown. We're doing a Jackie Curtis play, and this is the free-wielding part of creativity of downtown. It's spontaneous. It's alive. And you go with it. And I believe I think it's more diplomatic not to remember the actor's name, but he was so good and sincere and truly puzzled. And he kept a little distance from us because he could not understand how people would be doing drugs or what have you, and a sort of taking a bite of a sandwich or a sip of coffee before you went on and garbled lines and you came back. Well, they didn't eat in time, so they just figured, well, I'll eat during the play. And it sounds like we were not creatively conducting ourselves in a manner, but this was going with the flow, and it was an art project, really. I'm not saying that it's art, but it was art. You're coming downtown, you're seeing something unique, and hopefully entertaining in some way, but you didn't expect us to do the same performance, nor would you exactly.